One reason some lawmakers have backed off on their support of tax increases is because Wyoming is making a lot of money from investments. Unrealized gains sit around $900 million, and even the energy industry has had a slight uptick. State Treasurer Mark Gordon joins us to say that it's true things are good, but he also says that lawmakers should be careful about using investment money versus a more stable source of revenue.
What that's translated into on a sort of a base level is that there's generally more optimism in the market. You know, of course, when President Trump was elected, I think there was a great deal of enthusiasm. We saw it here in Wyoming that the regulatory burdens of the Obama administration were going to start to dissipate, and we would see it kind of a general uptick. And we've seen that. I mean, the market's up remarkably high. There is some cause for alarm. That has been expressed over the year about, well, the market's reached an all-time high. It seems to be reaching an all-time high again today and the next day and so on. And really, that reached a crescendo in March and April. But then we started to see worldwide demand start to pick up. So now you're starting to see a little bit of divergence. Is this a recovery that can be sustained? Seems like it might be a pretty good chance of that. But there also, as we've always seen, there's some unclear predictors going forward. But we've had a very good run.
Do you anticipate, what everybody you talk to and are looking at, when I talk to investment people, there's the word correction comes out of their mouth pretty quickly. Will this be a correction that could cause any difficulty? Or is the thought process it would just be sort of a moderate downturn?
Well, I think a correction is probably likely. And, you know, if you talk to a lot of the sort of pundits, they'll say 7 years on and a bull market is kind of long in the tooth. We're starting to see some of the divergence between the tech stocks and the transportation stocks. There's a big divergence there. So it's not a broadly supported market rise at this point. But on the other hand, before there was a lot of euphoria that seemed to be explaining why the market was running up and a lot of momentum, particularly in the tech stocks. But now you're starting to see, as I said, that global recovery in the economy. You've had China's reported better numbers, and Europe is certainly doing better than a lot of, had predicted. It's funny, you don't even hear about the Italian election, which was one of the big concerns a few months ago, whether Italy was going to drop out of the EU and whether that would throw the EU into a tailspin. So I think a correction is not unlikely, but there's really nothing on the horizon we see right now that indicates it's imminent.
State Treasurer Mark Gordon visiting with us. So a couple of things to talk about. When we were talking with you last year at this time, it wasn't as good of news as we had in previous years. But a lot of things were going on at that time. One of the things the state had been looking to do was to pass constitutional amendment, give you a little more power, let you have a little more flexibility in what you're able to do, and maybe obviously generate some more revenue for the state. That passed, you got a chance to start working on that. So how is that all going? And when you look at the market being the way it is and your ability to have a few more resources, has that been working out for us?
It has, Bob, but there's, one of the problems is we're a lot of money, number one. Number two, we worked very hard to get the back office in place, the people to do the accounting and so on, to make sure that we could take advantage of this sort of broader set of asset allocations that we could put in place. And that's just a slow process. You have to go through personnel. You have to be approved in that. There's been a few retirements that we've had. But in order to do those things, we had to make sure we had the apparatus right, the systems right, and that just takes longer than we've wanted. So we've been able to bring a bunch of stuff in-house. We've done extremely well in our internal portfolio. Patrick Fleming, former professor here at UW, has been running that exceedingly well, and we're starting now to build out the other programs.
As you look at I'm hearing all kinds of reports about capital gains and how much money we might make. We might even be able to sell stocks and make extra dough. Are those reports accurate?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now in unrealized gains, we're right around $900 million, which is extraordinary. But I think people need to remember that just because they're unrealized gains doesn't mean you can sell them immediately. We have a very disciplined process. We have a rebalancing policy. That's a very important part of any investment program. You set an asset allocation, and I think earlier this year, you and I spoke a little bit about what we were trying to do there. But you set an asset allocation to make sure that you take the you set yourself up to make the take the best advantage of the markets as they present you. So if you're, let's say, 50% stocks, as the Permanent Minimal Trust Fund was, if we suddenly get to 70% stocks, well, statutorily, that would have been difficult for us. But it's also out of our asset allocation. And the temptation is always to reach for those gains. And that's where you get caught. It's very short term. So long, we take advantage of the market run-ups when they happen. We realize those gains. That's why we made about $222 million in capital gains this year, realized, on top of the $400 million that we made dividends and interest.
Can I ask you, so you get to participate, or at least your office does, gets to participate in the consensus revenue estimating group, and then you all talk about all these things. When you look at what you see, we've had quite a little discussion already about the need for more revenue in sure. this state and tax increases. I'm wondering if there aren't people that are looking at this and go, man, maybe you don't need any of that stuff.
Well, you know, I think that's always the temptation. I mean, it's always, you know, woo, we made it. You know, we've had another windfall, and so living windfall to windfall is not a particularly successful strategy. I'll give you just a little bit of history. You know, in 2 years or 3 years ago, fiscal year. 3 years ago, we made over $1.1 billion in investment income, including gains. Last year, we were 20 million short, and you know, in the capital gains alone, that was about a $600 million swing, which on top of the revenue shortfalls and everything else meant that we had the huge problems we did. I think long term, what I'm concerned about with mineral revenues. Is we know that oil and gas is a very volatile market. We know that coal is kind of okay, but it's certainly struggling a little bit. Renewables, I hate to say it, but renewables used to be 2%. They're now north of 7% of our energy supply. You know, the picture is a little bit one that we want to take a cautious look at the future and set our funds up to do the best they can for long term.
So as you look at additional revenues, like a tax, that's mm-hmm. a better word for it.
revenue enhancement?
Don't, your message might be, take a good look at this stuff so we can even out our revenue picture.
That's exactly right. Now, the state, you know, has from time to time tried to do this. I think Cynthia Lummis, when she was treasurer, spent a lot of time making sure that the state had what we call spending policies. And the idea there was that the state would spend within a predictable range, say 5%, which is what it was, and it would build up a reserve account that could meet the shortfalls when that happened. That reserve account got pretty big. It got pretty enticing, and a couple of people reached in and grabbed some of that reserve account. And that's always the temptation. We're going to spend ahead of what we want. We really need to get disciplined about that spending. You know, when we borrow from ourselves at 0% and we don't recognize the inflationary erosion, we are appropriating from our permanent funds.
Mark Gordon, always a pleasure chatting with you. He's your state treasurer, and thank you.
Thank you.